front page dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Galloping Gold, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled A $25,000 Fortune That Ran Away. This humorous but at times tragic tale of the Australian goldfields will be found in next Sunday's American Weekly. Our story opens in a little mining town on the rim of the Northern Territory of Australia in March 1936. A wizened, weather-beaten old prospector named Kalgoorlie Joe Daly is busy loading up a pair of horses. A constable of the Northern Australian Mounted Police stops to talk with him.
Don't he look right, Father? Don't he look right, Dad? The life support is Father, oh, here, sit there, Blackie. Don't be in such a hurry to be off. There's plenty of time.
Morning, Joe. On the move again, eh? Where to, this son?
How are you, Dickie, my lad? Here, I'm off again. I've had my eye on the promising Dick just off the rim yonder. Think I might start getting rich this time.
Hope springs eternal, eh, Joe? How long you been chasing that elusive must-call gold?
Now on 40 years, Dickie, my boy. But I ain't giving up. Ain't as young as I used to be, but there's still life in the old dog yet.
Right, you jolly well are, Digger. But it's about time you were giving up the chase and settling down.
Well, you know, they say while there's life, there's hope. And I have a sort of a notion that this trip is going to be my lucky one.
Amen to that, Joe. I see you're taking a little medicine along.
This is a bottle of rare old brandy.
Oh.
Hey, when I left England back in 85, my sweetheart gave me this as a little parting gift. Joe, she said, when you start it rich, drink a toast to us and your success.
And in all these years, you've never opened a bottle?
No, well, I ain't had no occasion to. This time, well, it's going to be different. Oh, I'll come back this time fairly rolling in gold.
I hope so, Joe. You certainly deserve it.
Yeah, well, I'm all packed up, so off we go. Giddy up, sir. Come on, Blackie. Giddy up there.
So long, Joe. The best of luck to you.
Same to you, matey. Hey, get along there, sir. Stop your lagging now. Come on, giddy up, Blackie. Come on here. Whoa there. Whoa, Blackie. Pull up there, sir, old gal. Here we are. This is where we'll stop for the night, right here. Steady now, Blackie. Steady while I get up. Hey, see there? Nice big Namo. Water to wet a whistle. Just as soon as I tether you two down for the night now. Wait till I drive these stakes in. Here we are, my lovelies. Here, sir, pull over there. That's it. Now you, Blackie, my boy. Now, there. Now behave yourselves while I draw you both a drink. Don't he look like father? Don't he look like dad? Ain't he like taking our father used to have? And he wakes little tail and he talks this morning. It's a nice little water ale it is. It's that I strike me up a blooming gum tree. It's about to see a blooming hallucination, a blink in the eyes. It must be. No, I've never been aware. Gold, that's what it is. Well, I'll be blown. Gold and cropping right out of the bloody rock and sand. Gold, rivers in the muck. I've done it. I've done it at last. I'm sorry, miss. Now, where's my blooming pen? My suit and the bags and Blackie. Sailor, we've done it. We've struck it rich. We have. Look at it there. That does it. My goodness. There's two big saddlebags crammed full of blooming fine horses. That ought to be worth 5,000 quid or more. Enough to keep me the rest of my natural life. Now then. With those two heavy bags as well as a load of water, it'll be a fair load for Blackie if I expect to travel fast. Well, Blackie can carry the load and I'll ride shed. Oh! Hello there, Blackie! Don't be so blooming impatient. Stand still now while I load on these saddlebags there. You'll carry them home with the bacon tonight, all right. Here we are. There. It's all shipshape. There now. Either that's this here kit beyond. Oh, God, blimey, I nearly forgot. Lizzie's bottle of brandy. Yeah, when you start it rich, Joe, drink a toast to us. And so I will. Yeah, now where's that bottle? Got it here somewhere. Ah, oh, here it is. And now, Lizzie, here's to you. Don't suppose you waited. I can't blame you much if you didn't. Well, 40-odd years is a long time. And I said I'd be back in a year with money to burn. Ah, well. No use being sloppy sentimental now, is there? Make the most of your luck. Celebrate. Enjoy yourself. That's the thing to do. All right. Well, celebrate. A few fireworks. That's what we do. Yes. Well, I'm rich. Whoa there. Come back here, Blackie. Whoa. Oh, I say, Blackie. Oh, that dumb beast has galloped off with my gold. Whoa there, Blackie. Well, come on, sir. We've got to ride after Blackie. He's ran off with the gold. Come here. Steady, old girl. Steady there. Hold him now. All right. Up, you said. Hey, pick up. Pick up. Come on there.
Hi, Cedric.
Yes.
Look over there on the Stanbridge Garage. Isn't that a horse?
Hey, you're right as rain. Something wrong with that animal, too. Wobbly on its legs. Roll in, I'd say. Come on, let's ride over in a hurry. Might be someone in trouble.
I know.
Come on.
Come. Come on.
While I go over and have a look at that thing.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, it's a mare, John. By heaven, from the markings, it looks like that roan that belongs to old Cal Gully Joe Daly.
Oh, wait till I tell you these horses. I'll come right over and see.
The mare's too far gone to do anything with, John. Just about breathing, and that's all. Guess I'll have to put it out of its misery. Think over my rifle, will you?
I don't, Dick. Be that in the jiffy. Oh, here's your landfill, Dick.
Right. By George. You're right. That's old Cal Gurley Joe's mare, Sarah, right enough.
Well, I guess you'd better finish her off. No use now.
Right, Elf. Stand back a bit.
What?
Yeah, that's done. She's finished, poor old girl. But now, what do you suppose has happened to poor old Joe?
He must be in trouble somewhere. He wasn't one to let his horses get away from him.
That's right. We've got to find him. Come on. Come on, let's go.
All right, Joe. Come on. Take your glasses, Dick, and follow along that ridge. Now, you see those occasional Navajos? Keep your eyes on them. Now, follow the ridge carefully about halfway along there.
I've got it now. You're right, John. There is something near one of those Namoros. It might be old Joe. Hard to tell from this distance.
Must be him, Dick.
If any old desert rat like Joe lost his horses and supplies, he'd make for those Navajos looking for water. A lot of them are dry at this time of the year, but he'd keep on following the line of them, hoping to find one still wet.
Well, let's go. Might be a wild goose chase, but we can't take a chance. We've been on this trail for 2 days now. Come on, Steve, come on. Well, still alive, John. But that's about all.
Yes. I'm dangerous to try to move him back to the top, Eddie.
I'm afraid so. Joe's a pretty old man now, and I'm afraid to take a chance. Guess we'd better just set up camp here for a day and night and work on him, eh?
Yes. Right there, Dick. You stay with him and I'll set up a tent so he can move him and really do our stuff.
That's the idea. He's a grand old man. I'd like to be able to pull him through with his off chance.
I still can't understand how an old timer like him loses both of his pack horses and all his kit. There must be quite a story behind all this. Now, that's my story, boys. It all happened just 5 years ago.
And you made 3 trips back to that same territory, never was able to find that claim?
No, nor any of the other diggers who went looking for it.
And nobody ever found hiding a hair of your horse, Blackie, or the 2 saddlebags loaded with your gold?
Sure, and that they didn't. Why, Joe's horse and gold vanished so completely, people around here began to believe it never even existed.
You blokes can laugh all you want to, but I'm here to tell you that's the gospel truth.
Well, you see, stranger, old Joe loves to tell that story and hopes that someone like you will come along and grubstake him to another trip.
Now, Bill Wilson, you know that's a downright lie. One of these days...
Just forget it, Joe, forget it. You're a great old chap and we like you. But that story... Well, let's forget it now and have another drink. What do you say?
Thanks, I don't mind if I do. But stranger, don't you let them fellas poison your mind. That story of mine's a solemn truth. One of these guys...
Schoolie, Joe Daly, you old rascal. We've been looking all over Darwin and half the Northern Territory for you.
Hello there, Dickie, my boy. Mighty glad to see you. Come on, sit down and have a drink. I was just telling these blokes about the time I struck at Rick.
Oh, say, Constable, have mercy on us, will you? Don't let him start that cock and bull story all over again. I can't bear it. I tell you, I can't bear to hear it again.
Well, now, look here, Joe. We've got a surprise for you. We found those precious saddlebags of yours.
You have? You hear that, you disbelieving bleeders? They found the saddlebags, the ones with the gold in. I'm rich,
easy,
I'll tell you.
Easy now, Joe. I said we found the saddlebags and the skeleton of your horse, Blackie. But these saddlebags are empty.
Empty? Why, they couldn't be empty. Where did the gold all go to?
Well, that remains a mystery, Joe. Here's the report of one of our constables. He sent it in. Here it is. The 2 saddlebags with the initials J.D. Burned in.
Oh, that's my initials. J.D. Joe Daly.
Were found in the area southwest of Antrim Lagoon on the skeleton of a horse whose left front leg was broken by stepping into a hole at the gallop. The skeleton had been there for several years.
That poor old Blackie. Died there alone.
The saddlebags identified as the property of one Joseph Daly gave ample evidence of having once contained gold. So they are, Joe. At least your honesty is verified and your honor vindicated.
Yeah, well, that's something, but I'll be jam and buttered if I wouldn't like to know where that gold went.
Joe, I admire your courage and spirit. And what's more, I've got more money than I need. Suppose I grubstake you, and together we'll have another shot at locating that gold. What do you say, partner?
What do I say? Drop me up a blooming gun tree. What are we waiting for? Let's be off!
So once again, Cal Gurley, Joe Daly, age 74, is out on the wide desert expanse looking for that very elusive metal called gold. You have just heard the front page drama, Galloping Gold, a dramatization of a true life story entitled, A $25,000 Fortune That Ran Away. This is but one of the many interesting features to be found in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.